At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette, to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Well, another one in the books. Did you know this, Chuck? Chuck, he's the man. So when I hit the game-winning shot, I just like to say that's how I like to say it. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring a putting thing in here. Tammy didn't pick it up, but we are. And what we're going to do is I won the $250. Chuck hit. I'm not kidding around. Do you mind me saying this, Chuck?
That's all right. Go ahead.
Amazing to watch a machine. You know, if you watch the machine, like you ever watch those cookie cutter machines? Chuck hit 6 shots in a row. Right?
Right.
But you didn't win.
I didn't win. It was all practice.
But have you ever seen that before? I'm going to tell you how mine went in. It was divine intervention. Okay? There was a ball on the course already that my son did. Right? And it was like 3 feet over. So what I did is we had like, I don't know how many people we had there putting, because everybody left. Right?
About a half dozen.
Right. So now I said, you know, we never did the putting contest. So we did it. My ball hit another ball and then ricocheted into the hole. Is that divine intervention? So then what I decided to do is bring a putting thing in here, and anybody that was at the event is welcome, and even you, Chuck, but we're gonna have to put you a little bit back.
Sure.
Has an opportunity to win $250. And then what we did is, because we have an accounting system set up, my son gave $5. He's 12 years old. So we even put that on it. But there's going to be an accounting thing of the whole, for every cash people gave. Everything's going to be online. And then everybody that gave, like Adam was the first person to, when we came up with the idea, he got 3 tickets.
He did.
And I even looked at him, are you sure? Because I wasn't sure if this thing was going to work. You know? I don't even know why I'm talking about that. But anyhow, so what we're going to do is have the putting thing here. We're going to figure out somewhere. And I'm going to announce and send to everybody that wants a chance to win $250. They get that chance because that's what we promised.
Nice.
What we did wrong is we didn't have an itinerary, right? So, and it was more me preaching than letting people talk about themselves. As you see, I talk. So I made a lot of mistakes at that thing.
You're in the right business.
Yes. But I made so many mistakes. And my jacket, which that I wore, because I all my jackets don't fit me because I put on weight. So I look at the suits and say, oh, they look nice, but I can't wear them. I got this jacket at a thrift store for $15, and the sleeves were too long.
Just walk around like this all day.
Yeah, so I just, and everybody could just tell. And then my shoes were too big. It was just so funny, right?
You're a humble man, Brian.
I hope so. Yeah, so I just didn't do it correctly. But like, you know, I made mistakes. So for your event, right, we're going to have it all done right. But the bottom line is Gary on the line? Oh, I'm surprised. Wonder where Gary is.
Was told there will be no Gary today.
Okay. I hope he's okay. Gary is the gentleman that's in charge of the Boy Scouts. He's been in the Boy Scouts for 56 years. Mm. That's a long time. So, and he's in charge of Boy Scouts of America. He's the main guy.
Oh, well, very cool.
So, Chuck, we got Chuck in the house from Dunedin Country Club. We got Adam.
Hello.
From Red Rooster Antiques. He does an antique show here every week. We got
Carol Barcolo
and
Sheila Matasio,
and you help out veterans and give them housing and stuff like that.
Right, Heaven on Earth for Veterans.
And then we got
Gallium,
and he's an inventor, but he has all the degrees to like prove it. Like he graduated from all these colleges with master's degrees and stuff that like that. So like, and he's nuts, to be honest with you. Awesome. But he's a scientist.
An end inventor is always crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Artist too.
But you know what? He does inventions and things like that that everybody thinks he's crazy.
I love it.
But I believe in him.
Absolutely.
He's invented a machine that kills COVID.
That's amazing.
Good. Right?
They don't have to wear this mask.
And he's got master's degrees and engineering degrees. So he's like the brains behind. He has the credentials. And he also puts that to work.
Make sure you give him my card.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, Chuck, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Tell them exactly what did you plan on talking about?
Just a kind of a recap of last week.
Okay,
with
go ahead.
The event.
Thank you.
I think it was well received, well attended. We had over almost 60 people attend the event. It was a networking event. And as I was sharing earlier with Carol, you know, that networking is a terminology that people have used for quite a while, but it's actually, the action of networking is connecting. And I saw a lot of people connecting last week with one another and exchanging information, exchanging stories, and all for the cause of the economy. Mm. Not just their personal economy, but the economy at large in Pinellas County. And I think events like this are paramount in trying to establish a new way of doing business since the pandemic. And it was a great event and a great venue. Dunedin Golf Club has been there since 1927, so a lot of history with the club. And the banquet room served well, and as far as the aspects of the serving and the aspects of looking at the golf course, it's a great view, and the putting thing at the end was really, really popular. We had music, we had good food, and we had good conversation, so it was a great night.
Wow. I think I'm being replaced.
Uh-oh.
Wait a second here. Did you know that networking was connecting?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You did know that?
Absolutely.
You would have said that sentence. I don't believe you.
Not necessarily that sentence, but yes.
Yeah, that's the best way I've ever, like, I try to explain it to people to come to it. I just wish I could. I can. I have it on tape.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
That is the best, shortest, sweetest presentation I ever heard to explain networking and what we did. Mm-hmm. So where did you come up with the word connecting? Actually, did you look at it? Did you know that? Or did you... Seriously, I want you to be honest right now. You got the honest. Yeah. Did you know that that's what the word meant?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I do that in my business. I connect with people.
Oh, wow.
Before I came here today, I planned 3 parties.
Well, there you go. I'll be the wedding crasher.
There you go.
Now that I believe.
Yeah, what I wanted to do too is because I'm going to be leaving here. Adam's going to do the show. We're going to talk to you guys. But Tammy doesn't get enough credit, you know, right. and I do give her a hard time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this lady here is like behind the scenes making everything happen, nice. Right? So like, see, stand behind me. No.
Don't get drunk behind the car today.
Okay, but what the point is, she's behind. No, in Japan, do you know that a woman has to walk 1 foot behind the man?
It's terrible.
Is that bad?
It's massages.
Wait, I missed it. What did you just say?
No, in Japan, the woman has to walk 1 foot behind the man.
See, now you're getting yourself in trouble. This is what you always
do. No, I didn't say it was right.
Just shut up and say you did a good job. Goodbye.
Okay. I think even Japan's coming into the 21st century.
Yeah, that's a cultural
thank
thing, I think.
Thank you.
That's it. So anyhow, be real with you. Tammy articulated. No, what was the thing not articulated? What is itinerary?
An itinerary.
Yeah, she set up the itinerary. The whole thing went smoothly. And I noticed that every time someone had a question, they were going to Tammy. Oh. Not me. Right? Because
well,
what does that mean?
Well, next time we really will have a strict itinerary, and you are just going to sit there and look pretty.
That's it. Okay. I can do that.
I'd like to see the next fundraiser turn into a golf tournament.
Whoa.
Could be.
Whoa, give me
some. Could be.
Yeah. What do you think? Would you? I'd have to have Adam be the first one to join again.
Hey.
You'd be the caddy.
Afternoon scramble. Afternoon scramble, then dinner, and
let's do
all
it.
Kinds of stuff.
And fun.
Okay. You know, I used to golf in tournaments. I never told you this, but when I was younger, I was a golfer in tournaments and stuff.
That was just last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. So anyhow, seriously. I drive for show and I putt for dough.
Yeah, we saw that last week.
Actually, I just heard you say that you would like to do a golf tournament to raise money.
Absolutely.
I think that is an amazingly great idea because I've done that before and it works out very well.
Right, and then this is the main cat, the gatekeeper.
That's so, perfect.
Right, so there you go. So we'll do that too. And then
no, that will be the event. Do you know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, you have a little mixer or something.
What? Okay. No, we'll do.
Okay.
No, we're gonna do the all you can eat stuff. That's what I like. I like the event part where people sit down in an air conditioned room and get to sit down and eat.
They'll give you a golf cart so that you can just ride around the course while people are playing.
We'll make you the beverage person.
Oh, no, I like that.
Yes.
So we have to do it on a day that's not the radio show then. Right. Yep. Are you in for that, exactly. Anthony?
I love golf. Okay. Don't give me an excuse to golf anymore.
You in?
I don't golf.
But you can still
that's
be
okay.
A candy.
You can come out and help us out.
Yeah, well, how can we'll be a candy? How can be
there
a candy?
There you go.
You can still sponsor a hole.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
See, he'll tell us what to do. And I'll make a lot of mistakes on this one. Yeah. Do you know why? It's my first.
No, he won't let you. He won't let you make any mistakes on that.
It's our job to make you look good.
I've
actually done a couple of charity events. Actually,
I have as well. I ran an event for the Make-A-Wish Foundation on a Feather Sound golf tournament.
Great.
And it was
great course.
It was really good. We did a lot of things. We took donations. We have beer girls walking around.
This is radio. You got to talk into the mic.
Yes, and we took donations. We had some good players out there. They were giving me $100 for a Budweiser. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. It all went to charity, though. It all went
there
to Make-A-Wish. So
don't do it.
Things
don't
we can do.
It.
No, he'll get it right back.
No, seriously, you see what I'm saying? She's already done stuff like this. She's very talented. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take you out here to talk to everybody, and Anthony's going to sit down for
okay,
a minute.
Real quick, I'd like to just, because I'd like you guys to tell us what you do, and then for you to do the show, and then Anthony, and then also, too, Chuck, are you okay with everything so far?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. And what date did you come up with for the event? Because you guys got to leave on the 26th.
That's correct.
On our calendar, what worked best for us would be another Thursday night. Looking at, actually, it could be 2 dates. It could be Wednesday or Thursday. The 21st or 22nd.
Is that okay?
July. Either one of those 2 days.
So if we do the golf thing, right, could we? I couldn't do the radio show and do the golf thing, can I?
We could do a remote show from the golf course.
That would be perfect.
Oh my God! Well, we got to get his permission first.
Yeah, the golf tournament thing is it would probably take a little bit more than just
it's going to be more than 2 months for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we could do that
there's
in
some
the
minimums,
fall.
Minimums required and things of that nature.
What is the minimum? Tell me.
80 players.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know if I can get 80 players.
No, you
can.
You never know.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Easily.
All of us put our
heads together.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent donations for that cause.
Absolutely.
All day long.
Yeah. You think?
And usually we do tournaments on Mondays and Fridays, typically.
Perfect days.
Adam, you in?
I told you I'd caddy.
All right, so you got two there, three. Tammy would play four, five.
Well, no, I won't play. I will be organizing things.
I got three foursomes already that I'll
No, but I'm telling you, what we do is we go to where I went
What is the amount on the money?
It's $40 a player.
Oh, that's so nothing.
For that cart and greens fee.
Well, what we'd like to do probably is charge a little bit more so
Absolutely.
That it could,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get into a tournament, you want it probably $75 to $100 a player.
Maybe even $125, easy.
Do you really think we can get 80 players, guys?
I think so.
Yes, but we're going to have to go network and leave the house.
And do you know what networking is?
I do. It's connecting.
It's connecting. See, I think sometimes me being stupid is good. I know you don't think so, but I didn't know that. Networking is connecting. Yeah, so that shows you how stupid I am. So anyhow, talk about what you guys do. He's going to do an antique show. You guys have a chance to win $50, and then we'll put something together for the golf. Anthony, you want to come here?
Sure.
And let and ask these people and just stay on. Stay, Chuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you guys tell exactly like what you guys do. You met a veteran, a war veteran, just today, right?
We have another one right behind you. Mm-hmm. We have Gal.
You're a war veteran, too?
Look at that.
Well, there you go. So two veterans, say that. And the keynote speaker at the meeting last time is a war veteran, too. That was at our keynote speaker. That's one of the reasons. And then he even puts veteran owned and operated. And I've done my thing too. So, anyhow.
Thanks.
Anthony.
Thank you.
I can see the looks you're looking at me.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Just know that I'm from the 50s and 60s, all right?
I love it. It's a good era.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
It's the best era.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. So we have in the studio today, I'm so sorry, I just want to say, we have Carol and Sheila. What is the name of your organization?
Heaven on Earth for Veterans.
Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about. We have Anthony from Compass Health Consultants, and we also have Adam from Red Rooster Antiques in the house. We have Chuck from Dunedin Golf Club. We have Gal, who has a very cool invention, and we have a couple others that aren't in the studio just yet. So thank you. Take it away.
Good afternoon. So Carol, Sheila, thank you very much for coming. And I just want to say I'm so happy to meet you guys through Jesse Berkowitz. Amazing, amazing guy. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got started and what you guys do.
Well, in 2012, mm-hmm. I was working full time. Sheila was also, she's also a hairdresser.
Oh.
And we wanted to do something for a special group. And Sheila's the one who did a course online mm-hmm. Talking about special groups.
Okay.
I spent 22 years in the military.
Thank you for your service.
And Desert Storm as well. And so what we've realized, and I get all my care from the VA, the Bay Pines VA, and
Fantastic.
What we realized is at any one time, there's about 1,600 homeless veterans in Pinellas County. Now, you'll see that people will say there's only about 400. But here's the problem with that. If you live in your car, you're not homeless by their standards.
Wow.
If you couch surf, you're not homeless. But we all know that that's not really a good definition. So about 1,600, and what we don't know are those veterans and their families who are one paycheck away from being homeless. So we knew that there was something there that maybe we could do. So we started buying houses ourselves in 2012. We In 12, 13, and 14, we refinanced our house twice and then took out a home equity loan. And we purchased 8 homes in South St. Pete and refurbished them because the first house we bought was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath for $18,000.
Wow.
So that took us about 14 months to rehab that into something that somebody could live in. And we did the repairs ourselves.
Fantastic.
Except for the electric. So, you know, we put in new floors. We had to put in a new AC, new a water heater, all of that. And so in 2016, we purchased a lot from the city. And we also purchased our ninth home. Now, that took us about a year and a half to get together as well. And we dedicated that house in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we are getting ready to build from the ground up a brand new home, a four-bedroom, two-bath house. Now, what the veterans do mm-hmm. is they rent bedrooms from us. So as many bedrooms in the house okay. are as many veterans as we can take. It costs $400, $500, or $600 a month to live there, because we call it a hand up, not a handout. And we work with different community partners to help veterans get the funds that they need. We furnish the place fully. The only thing that they need to bring are their personal items and their own food. So everything else is in the house, washer and dryer, Wi-Fi, internet connection. We can currently house 31 veterans, and we're full, and we usually have a waiting list.
Wow, that's amazing. So, doing the work yourself, how'd you get? I mean, I couldn't build anything. How'd you learn to do all that?
Well, a lot of it is experience is what you get when you don't get what you want.
Yeah.
So, but I grew up with three older brothers,
uh-huh.
and my father did stuff, so I kind of just learned from there, and I loved woodworking. So, you know, you just figure it out, because a lot of times you can. Putting in floors, doing plumbing, all that stuff, painting, we can do all that stuff.
Now, do you have a foundation? So let's say someone wants to help you guys out or get involved. Do you have a foundation or contact information that someone could help?
Absolutely. You can go to our website,
okay.
www.heavenonearth4veterans.org. You can call us at 727-440-9005, and you can donate online as well. What's cool about us is, because we do take a rent, all of our administrative costs are paid for by the rent. So if you donate $100, that $100 will go to help veterans in need.
That's fantastic.
So all of it, 100% of your donation will go to help veterans.
Now, do you have, like, contacts in the VA that you get in touch with them? How do you, you know?
The VA and also St. Vincent de Paul. St.
Okay.
Vincent de Paul has gotten millions of dollars worth of grants to help veterans in need. And what they'll do is they'll pay for a first month's rent, a last month's rent, security deposit, and up to 9 more months' rent.
Wow.
So we can get those veterans in there. And they have an advocate with St. Vincent de Paul to help them kind of manage and go through things. In addition, we also partner with CareerSource Pinellas. So if a veteran is in need of a job,
mm-hmm.
they can go ahead and CareerSource will come to the house,
mm-hmm.
and they will help the veteran.
Fantastic. So the CareerSource will help them update their resume, go through their skills, the skills testing, help them get the grants for, you know, if they want to go into a career like air conditioning or things like that. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Wow. You got to sleep really well at night.
Well, the cool thing, I will tell you that once we bring a veteran in, and Sheila does all of that, she will talk to the veteran, see uh-huh. if there's a room at one of the homes mm-hmm. where that veteran might fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to command at two levels, a company command and a battalion command.
Okay.
So I feel like I've heard it all and seen it all.
Okay.
So in terms of that, working with the veterans, they know that they can tell me the truth.
Yeah.
They don't have to lie to me. If there's something going on, just say it, and we can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had veterans who've had a tough time paying rent, so we're not a normal landlord.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
So we take each case individually, and I say that anybody who comes in, they're my soldiers. It doesn't matter what service they're in. I was in the Army 22 years, but they're family. They're our family now.
That's amazing. George, what do you think about that?
That's wonderful.
Chuck, oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I call him George all the time.
Yeah,
it's like
sorry.
The fifth time
I'll answer
that.
Anything.
Whoops.
I'm but I think it's incredible that you're able to coordinate that all together and to assist these veterans. A couple of years back, I had the privilege of working at a local funeral home as assistant funeral director, and they specialize, it's actually veterans funeral care here in Clearwater. I know the owner. And numerous times, 60% of those funerals were veterans. So I had a deep appreciation for the families of veterans and for those that didn't have family. Twice I did direct burials, which meant that there's no next of kin and no family. It was just me and them going up to Bushnell. And so I have a soft spot for veterans in my heart. So thank you so much for what you've done.
Thank you. Wow.
And once again, how can we get in touch if we want to help?
It's www.heavenonearth4veterans.org. And you can, again, call us at 727-440-9005.
Fantastic.
And I would just like to say as a person, right? And can I be honest what I said to you? Okay. Because when you have private conversations, I think you should get people's permission. When I talked with you on the phone, I never talked to someone, and you hear this from other people. Because when I say to someone, oh, you're dressed real nice, right? They know they're dressed nice, right? So other people, like the lady that comes in here afterwards, she always dresses so classy. She goes, oh, yeah, people say this to me all the time. So I know what I'm going to say to you. People say to you all the time. I actually had like a tear.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said
yeah,
that to you?
No, yeah.
After talking to you. There's a spirit about certain people, right? And I saw it on the Americans Got Talent. Like this older lady came on. She was like, but you could just feel her spirit. And I was like, I feel her spirit. And then it's, you know, like on YouTube, if you don't cry when you watch this, this lady just had this, she was a farmer. She just had this beautiful spirit. And that's you. And then when she sang, and the people in the audience were crying. And it wasn't not just about her singing, it's just her spirit. And then what I'm going to say to you, don't people say that to you all the time?
Well, I have to be honest with you. They say it more about my wife, Sheila, because I will tell you that I get a lot of my joy from her. When we started Heaven on Earth for Veterans, this is a passion for us. And affecting people's lives every day, it's not easy. And the courage that we have had to go through this, and I'm going to say this, Sheila just went through breast cancer last year. Nice. And so, you know, she couldn't get in the houses, especially because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Now she's back and she's bad. And she takes care of those houses. And I am, and we are, so blessed every day to be able to make a difference. And we've had over 210 veterans come through our doors since we started.
Wow. And that's when I say, I don't make a difference, but we make a difference. And what I was going to say, another thing too, is that what you guys are doing there, you change one person's life. Think about this. You've changed the world. One person. You just change one person's life, give hope. And the only time you look down on someone is when you're helping them up.
That's right. That's right. Right. And more than that, it's not only do we change them, they change us.
Okay, he's going to sing a song. You ready? I put him on the spot. This is a very well-organized show, just like the event. All right, so put the mic there, and he's going to sing a song to you guys. This is for the sponsorship, the name of your organization?
Heaven on Earth for Veterans.
And the name of the golf club?
Dunedin Golf Club.
And then Anthony the Insurance Man. This song is dedicated to Eric the Minuteman Man. And I had a joke for that, but I ain't going to say it. And then this is all dedicated to these guys. And then put the mic to him, if you don't mind. And then you can move up a little bit.
I'm pretty loud, so.
That's okay. You can move up.
Okay.
It's okay. And this song is dedicated to Dunedin Country Club once again. Heaven on Earth
for veterans,
Minuteman Press, Adam, the man with the antiques, the scientist, and what's the name of your website?
Canterbearers.com.
Canterbearers.com. Go ahead, my friend. Hit it.
Oh,
go, go China, go, 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 China, be good. Will carry his guitar in a gun, his sack sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. It come by, live in the shade, drum to the rhythm that drive him there. Maybe someday they realize it's gonna be good. Now go, 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 gotta go. Johnny, be good.
Wow. Wow, what a star.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, how can people get in contact with you? Well, you're going to be doing an interview, right?
Later. Yes.
That's right. And what's your first name?
Flash is what everybody calls me.
Boy, you are a Flash. Yeah, Flash in the Pan, right?
There you go.
You know, sometimes I wonder that too with the Flash in the Pan. I'm not a man of few words, as you know. You know, you see the oil in the pan? And do you notice that when you put something in it, that it makes like that crackling sound?
Yeah.
But if you just looked at the oil, you wouldn't know. It's the same thing. Like, you wouldn't know that it's hot. Right? You're hot.
Anyhow,
so what's next is, you guys want to say something in closing, and then I'm going to put on some... Oh, wait, he's going to, real quick, you want to do the antique show. All right, here's the antique show part of the show.
Hi, I'm Adam from Red Rooster Antiques. So I brought something in today. So they have, it's from the late 60s, early 70s, yep. And they got to figure out three different things that could be. A, it's for holding when, you know, putting over your shoulder when you've had a little bit too much or you drink. B, it's to hold a fern, you know, like plant. Or C, it's a votive candle. And you've got to figure out what it's for.
Candle.
You're saying C, candle.
Candle.
Okay, anybody else?
I'll go with A.
Okay, hey, Flash, what do you say, Flash?
I don't know, I'd use it for put a beer in.
What do you say?
I like the rock
and roll. Cup.
Yeah.
What do you say, Tom?
B.
B. What do you say, scientist?
C.
The scientist is always right.
So a vote of candle. Well,
it is.
Flowers. Everyone that picked out A, is, and you said what?
C. Flowers. Yeah.
C.
A candle.
For everyone that picked out A is right.
Are you
it was marketed in the late 60s, early 70s as a drink when you went to a cocktail party so you could have your hands free.
Hands free cocktail.
Yeah. All right. Nice. So come down and see me at Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
And we're going to donate at the event at least 10 minutes for him to do that at the event.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah.
Right? And we should have done that this time, but we should have. You shouldn't say that, but anyhow. The Red Rooster Antiques, he comes up with all these things from the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and this is from the 70s.
And I want to see all you got. Everyone stop by and say hello.
Yeah, the and Red Rooster. It's next to Dan's Ceiling Fans or something like that?
Right next to Dan's Fans, right on Highway 19, right across from Home Depot. We're just before the Palm Harbor line.
Very good.
Thank you, folks.
Okay, so, and Chuck, what would you like to say in closing?
Thank you very much, and good luck there with your housing.
Thank you. And what we'd like to say is it really takes a community, and we've received lots of community support. I'd really like to thank our board as well. I've got a Mr. Thursday, retired Coast Guard guy, who comes and he helps every Thursday. So I appreciate you, Jim. And again, we can't do it without the help of the community. I'm a Rotarian, and my Rotary Club has helped. We're Elks, and our Elks Lodges have helped. Again, this is making our community better. Yeah. So thank you very much for the time. Thank you.
And then I was just thinking now, too, is anything we can do to help out the Elks, too. I'd like to maybe give a certain percentage to your the people that are helping you. Let's help them, too, and give, like, say, 10% to the Elks, 10% to what was the Rotary Club?
The Rotary, yes.
And then give 80% to you.
That's wonderful. Phenomenal.
Right? So this way you can give them a check. And then they also get plaques and all that.
That's cool. That's really cool.
This event we gave teddy bears. Did you get your teddy bear?
I sure did. Gave it to my two grandchildren.
Right. And then we had teddy bears dressed up in Boy Scout uniforms with the birth certificates. And we gave that to everybody that came to the event.
Nice.
Anyhow, you guys, thank you for being on. Nice thing what you're doing. If you could talk with Chuck outside, too, so we can figure out how to do this event.
You bet.
And I'd appreciate that. Go ahead, sit down.
All right.
And then you sit down.
Yes.
And then, Eric, you do the interview.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah. Pass out some of these. While everybody's transferring here.
Yeah. So anyhow, and then while he's doing that, you want to play another song while we're transferring?
Trying to transfer.
Anyhow. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
So we got it. Eric's taking over. Eric, the Minuteman. You're going to go to the Chinese restaurant tonight, right?
Yep.
$7.95, all you can eat.
That's a good deal.
Yes. Anyhow, and what I'd like to do is tell you where it's at. She's a nice lady, and she's right there where the old Winn-Dixie, which burnt down. She's going to be changing her thing to where it's going to be all-you-can-eat seafood. Right? Seafood. It's going to be $13.89. She's going to have shrimp, fried shrimp. She's going to have clams. She's going to have, what are those things? Cluster things? What are those? Snow crabs? It's all seafood. So imagine all-you-can-eat seafood for $13.89. Pretty cool. And then for lunch, it's going to be $8.99. I mean, do you like seafood,
Flesh? Love it.
Okay, so yeah, we gotta, and let her know, like when you were here, like when you did the radio show, let her know we did promote her on the radio. Absolutely. It's right there where the old Winn-Dixie on Seminole Boulevard, right where that one burnt down. It's China. It says on the sign, it just says China, but really it's a Chinese buffet. So she's getting that fixed, and that's where you come in, Eric.
Okay.
Anyhow, so interview these two guys and give him some time, and. Maybe you can play one more song, too. Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll come back and then play a tune at the end here.
And the scientist is here, too, that invented
the scientist.
Thing. If you can get him on
for
air. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So, Bell, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Thanks for playing that tune, man. You do rock. That was good.
Thank you.
I have to say. So, tell us a little bit about your, the different types of like music you play and maybe who you played with and how you got inspired to do the singing and music and entertain people.
Well, I started playing probably longer than I want to admit, but
2 years or so.
At least 30. I played in heavy metal bands and long-haired bands and all that stuff.
All right.
And then I got older, and then I shaved my head, and music didn't look the same. So it went to, I'll do some onstage walk-ins, and I played with friends of mine, Billy Sandlin, who's sadly passed recently, Mickey Lorden, the Clasmatics, a band that was local here. I started singing for other people, and it was kind of funny that they would come up after I sang a song, and they would put the tip in the jar. And I said, well, I like that, but it's their jar. So I said, maybe I'll just do an acoustic gig on my own and see what happens, and now they put the tips in my jar. So
nice.
It seemed to be a nice thing.
So when you were playing with the back in the rock and roll band real quick, were you lead guitar, bass, or
lead
drums?
Singer only? We were the backup band for a band called Extreme, which if nobody knows who that is,
yes,
we did a
I
song
do.
Called
yeah.
More Than Words.
Yeah,
we toured.
For sure.
We did a Boston tour thing for like 9 months with them.
That's awesome. Yeah,
years
yeah,
ago.
That was back in '91 or so. I remember that was like one of their most popular songs. Yeah. And then he was singing with Van Halen for a bit too.
Correct.
Wasn't he? Okay. Gary Cherone.
Wow.
Yep. Nailed it. I couldn't believe that one. Don't ask me to do any more. That was it. That was my one winner there, you know. So how's business been going lately then? You know, I ask people that question just because, you know, it's kind of hit us all with the, you know, the COVID and the recession. And people, you know, everyone's coming back. I'm starting to come back in the printing business myself. So how's it coming back in the entertaining business?
It's a little slow. I had a couple of places that were stacked up where it was really wonderful, and then went back after COVID lifting, and one bar had a different name, and the other one was closed doors. So it's slow, but because of the mask letting up and people getting more confident to go out, the crowd gets bigger, the bars start hiring, the restaurants start hiring, you know, musicians, right, or whatnot, instead of, because they couldn't afford it. Even when it started to first come back,
oh, yeah,
they still didn't want to pay because there was nobody there to listen.
Right.
So that's just starting to break and actually getting pretty good.
Good deal. Good deal. No, that's awesome, because, no, that's kind of why I hear things are coming back slowly but surely. You
right.
know, and with the mask lifted, is definitely there's hope on the way, I guess.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
So it's been a tough year. So what else, what types of music do you play then? Obviously rock and roll.
Yes,
do you play
but
all flavors.
Anything
like,
that you,
for a wedding or something like that. Do you do weddings or no?
I've done a wedding before, but
okay,
usually an acoustic gig with a wedding where you're looking for, I don't know, the Holly Golly or something like that.
Okay.
It's not something that's acoustic oriented. I mean, if you're playing at the yard party after the fact, it's okay. But mostly it's restaurant bar type things,
okay,
and outside venues, tiki huts, things like that, where everybody wants to go and have a little spirit and
I agree,
sing along and that type of thing. So that's
I agree,
most of the venues.
When we go out sometimes, or we're starting to go a little bit more now because of the COVID, but I always want to go where there's entertainment. You know,
right,
it's just me, you know, because it's nothing like, you know, live entertainment, honestly. Like, we just jammed a minute ago. I mean, I think everyone loved it, as far as I'm concerned,
well,
you know.
Thanks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where can we how can we get a hold of you if we want to say, hey, I want to get a gig with Flash?
Okay. Well, the first part of it is, and I don't know how it happened, something happened on my Facebook page, so, or at least my Flash Entertains Facebook page, which is what it's under. So my wife and I decided to make a physical web page. Nothing is up at the moment, but you can get in contact with me, 603-943-1327. That's my cell phone, and we can work it that way until I get the website back up. But it's Flash Entertains with an S, because there's about 50 Flash Entertainments.
Okay.
And it's not that, so just remember that part of it, because when the page was up, people kept saying, I can't find you, because they didn't put the S at the end of Entertains.
That's good to know.
And it they never got it, so.
Okay. No, that's good to know, because I can see a lot of people having that name out there, you know, like Flash Gordon. All right, we'll come back in a minute. We'll move on to the next gentleman, and we'll
okay,
hopefully get a tune in here in a couple minutes. So
all right,
see what you're going to play us. All right. So we have a gentleman from the CBD world, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. What's your name, sir?
Ron Nagum.
Hey, Ron. So tell us a little bit about the CBD world, because we were talking a few minutes ago, and I thought it was kind of booming. You said maybe struggling a little bit and stuff, but sounds like things are coming back for you as well, though, right?
Yeah, it's slow. I mean, a lot of people having, you know, the issues with the COVID and so forth, but we're optimistic, and we're going to stand our ground here with
good,
with this effort, and hopefully, you know, things will pick up, and we'll move on from there.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very cool, very cool. So tell us a little bit about what you got here.
Okay,
you
know? Well, let me introduce you to...
Slide over here a little bit?
Yeah, I can do that.
If you play it that way, you're on a podcast, so they can see, actually.
Let me introduce you to our...
flavors?
Well, our brand of CBD.
Okay.
I mix the full spectrum here myself, and this is pre-mixed from our supplier, and this contains THC, and this is basically no THC in it at all. I used the broad spectrum because of, you know, normal drug tests and stuff like that, you know, and working and everything. It's not going to help you get a job, I can tell you that.
So what's the before you move on, what's the difference between those? I guess some people may not know.
This contains THC.
Okay.
All right. A certain level of THC that will show.
I guess differently, though.
Yeah, everybody's different.
Okay. Immune system, I get it.
Correct.
I get immune disorder.
So chances are you would probably fail a drug test with the full spectrum. Okay. I would say depending on the person and what level you're taking or how much you're taking.
Okay.
But the broad spectrum, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You will not bust a drug test on that at all. I take it. I've taken two different drug tests with the broad spectrum and passed both. So okay. It's not an issue as far as employment goes. The full spectrum, the Delta 8 and so forth, that's a different story. You know, like I said, it really depends on what you're actually taking.
So you'd have to try both of mine, I guess, to see where, I mean,
exactly.
If you
depends
want to
lose
your job, first of all.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, you can get 5 and 10,000 milligrams of broad spectrum CBD.
Okay. I did not know that.
So, oh, yeah, there's high levels of CBD that you can get as far as the, you know, as far as the milligram goes.
Okay.
I don't carry those. That's a whole different process and so forth. A lot of cancer patients use some of the broad spectrum. They use the full spectrum, and I'm sure that soon, at some point, they'll be going to Delta 8 and Delta 10 soon.
Okay.
So that's the new thing out on the market, the Delta 8 and the Delta 10.
And it's for, I heard it's for like anxiety, makes you sleep better.
Let's start with sleep. Okay. I take the 1500. I think this is the 1500. Yeah, I take the 1500 about half a milliliter every night. I've used both of these before in the past.
Okay.
The 1500 seemed to work better. No matter what, I get 12. It feels like you had 12 hours sleep. Okay. And like I said, everybody's different. It might be a quarter.
How many? Like 8 hours?
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you feel like
if
12?
If you slept 6 hours, I mean, you're going to feel like you had 12 hours sleep waking up in the morning.
Okay.
Even if you wake up in the middle of the night for one or two times, whatever,
right,
to get water, whatever.
Go to the bathroom myself.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you get, yeah, when you wake up, I'm going to be honest with you. When I wake up every morning, I feel like I have 12 hours sleep. So you just lay there almost like you zombied out from too much sleep, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's worked for the sleep issue. Arthritis. It's
as I heard, arthritis.
Great for my arthritis.
How about gout?
You know, I don't have gout. So if somebody did have gout, all I can say is try the product.
Okay.
That's why I brought these here. And if,
so it's like a, like, brings down the
right. Like you're about my height. So I would say probably if you wanted to, you could try the 1,000. And take like a quarter at first.
Okay.
Which is 0.25 on a calibrated dropper.
Okay.
And take that, you know, just at night, you know, one time a day really, and see what happens. Give it a few days and then take and bump it up.
Okay. You so know, it takes like it 2-4 days to
get just kind of test it. Actually about 2 weeks really, because your body's going to go through a detox. It's going to take out metals. It's going to take out just everything that your body, your liver, and everything needs to cleanse itself of. This will actually put you in that detox state.
Huh. So it sounds like not only do you sell this stuff, you actually educate people too. Because I didn't.
Yeah, I need to
stuff.
Educate
I
myself.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I need to educate myself sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
What they call it is some people will actually go through what they call a Hexheimer effect. And what that does is it's during the detox where you'll get, you know, chills. Maybe some headaches. You might get a little stomach ache, or you know, just different things, muscle, joint pain, and so forth. When I started with this, I went through that. The pain was excruciating. I mean, I was like, Jesus, this stuff ain't working. So I went
it's
like,
going
wait
backwards.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I bumped it up to the 1,000. I started taking that, and it was getting better, but it wasn't where I needed to be. I went to the 1500. 2 weeks later, there was no pain, there was nothing.
Good.
So I basically kind of went through what they call the Hexheimer effect. It's an interesting read.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty interesting to see how this stuff actually affects, you know, different people in different ways.
Right.
So
right.
That's not to say you're going to get every effect from that, but you may get one. You might get to get none. Just depends on the person.
Okay. What else you got here?
I got this cream.
A bunch of stuff.
I use this on my hands. I used to fight when I was younger.
Arthritis. Arthritis again?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't take much. A dab.
Back too? Back problems?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad at all. This stuff's pretty good. This is the full spectrum soft gels. They are powerful. We have a lot of, we stand behind our product.
And what would you use that for?
You would take this at night.
Okay.
And it would help relieve just the tension, stress, whatever.
Stress.
Yeah.
Got stress.
Like I said, this will actually 12 hours sleep.
Okay.
So arthritis. I have a friend of mine that's actually taken the 500 milligrams of full spectrum here, and it's good for diabetes too, and it has helped her with her numbers. Her numbers have never been low like they are right now from taking this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. What else you got?
I got some Delta 8 hemp flower, rolled flowers here. And some gummies. My soft gels, I sold out when they took one. They came back to me the next day and said, you need to go ahead and sell all of that to me. I said, okay,
take it. That's one thing I've heard, though, honestly, helping a lot of people. My buddy in Michigan, I think, sells them kind of like you do.
Fantastic.
And people just keep coming for them. And it just,
Take them at night. They can cause drowsiness.
That's what,
do
does,
not
yeah,
drive.
Yeah.
You know, like a half hour or so before you go to bed or something like that, and you'll be fine.
That's what he said.
These are the cartridges. That actually Drip is
the cartridges,
Drip is a Florida company, I'm a retailer for them.
Supporting locals, I like it.
Yeah, and this is Delta 8, 1,000 milligrams.
Are you dealing with patches?
That's a good question. Yeah, do you deal with patches and stuff?
Patches?
Yeah, he was asking.
No, I don't know anything about patches.
No, they have a company somewhere that does that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Drip does?
No, I have no idea who does that.
Oh, okay, just someone else.
I belong to True Leaf.
Okay.
And then I heard somebody saying to me, get the patches. They're good for 18 hours.
I got you.
Check
so what else? So how can we reach you?
www.cannabarras.com.
Okay.
And all the information's there. All the ordering and everything is there to purchase any product that we have there.
Phone number for us as well?
813-724-7406.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show. And let's. What kind of song you got for us before we get out of here? And one more time, where can we reach you at there, Flash?
603-943-1327.
Awesome. Take it away.
Clearwater, in case anybody has any midweek gigs on the beach.
There you go. He's open for business. They're actually both open for business.
And it's been the ruin many a poor boy gotta know. I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sold my double jeans. My father was a gay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.